We better be getting home. It's near midnight.
You slip and catch yourself. You say, this is a dangerous place. I what fail?
I fail.
You didn't fall, but you what?
I slip.
And you?
Like the fail. I did. I almost failed 3 or 4 times.
If someone is waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out again, and he calls to you, hey, will you be ready soon? You might answer, I'll be with you in
just a minute.
You know you're on the right road, but I'm sure of the distance.
How far?
Give me a complete sentence.
How far is it to where I'm going?
If you're pointing out something nearby, you say, you're pointing out something, you say, it's nearby. What do you say?
Say, what is that?
What would you say?
I said, look right over there.
If you want to know how many times you say, how, what do you go?
How often you go to town?
You agree with the friend when you say, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy. You say, you're agreeing with the man. He's not going to vote with him for him.
I'm not going to vote for him either.
The part of your head above your eyes where you might put your hand when you're tired. The part of your head above your eyes where you might put your hand when you're tired.
Mm.
What is
your
that
about? Forward. Your forge.
Go to the barber and have him cut your
hair.
If you haven't shaved in a week or so, you're probably growing a
beard.
Where did the old time storekeeper keep his pencil when he wasn't using it so it would always be handy?
Kept it in his head.
Kept it
but laying behind his ear.
If someone's mumbling, you say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
He got a chicken bone stuck in his
teeth.
Is it in other places you get
it in his throat.
You wear a tie around your
neck.
What do you call this little part of the neck right here?
All that you goozle.